From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A momentous day in the U.S. diplomacy is being lauded and condemned by American lawmakers as Washington and Havana reopened embassies and the United Nations gave its blessing to a landmark nuclear accord with Iran. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin tweeted, "Opening our embassy in Havana will begin to open Cuba to the value of our democracy. The power of ideas and the force of an open economy and an open society will succeed in Cuba." Republican Cuban-American Senator Marco Rubio saw nothing to celebrate. History will remember July 20, 2015, as Obama's capitulation Monday, the day two sworn enemies of the United States were able to outmaneuver President Obama to secure historic concessions, Rubio said in a statement. The U.N. Security Council approved the Iran nuclear deal Monday, clearing a path for lifting crippling economic sanctions against Tehran as its nuclear development program is restrained. Representatives of all 15 countries on the council voted in favor of last week's deal. The council's five permanent members, the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China, along with Germany, negotiated with Iran. Assuming Iran adheres to the nuclear agreement, the approved UN resolution calls for an eventual end to seven sets of sanctions passed since 2006 to force Iran to halt what the United Nations and the West contended was an effort to develop a nuclear bomb. Tehran has always said its nuclear weapon or nuclear program was for peaceful purposes. The council charged its nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, to undertake the necessary verification and monitoring of Iran's nuclear commitments while calling on Iran to cooperate fully with the IAEA. This is VOA News.